call it now, but I believe as a child we did say mantelpiece. And a big piece of wood that you might put in the back of the fireplace to keep fire longer. Do you have a special word for that if you used the fireplace?
I didn't hear that when I was a child, but I don't they call it the lick log or something?
Lick log, I don't know. They have a couple of words here. Backstick that I've never heard of, mm-hmm. and backlog that I remotely may have read or heard about.
Well, I may be wrong about that, because as I say, I think Nate, our son that lives in North Carolina, said that is the reason that I said that. We didn't have log fires, we had coal fires when I was growing up.
Well, that's interesting. Do you know the word for the little pieces, little sticks, fatty kindling sticks?
Oh, yes, lightwood.
Lightwood. And do you have any other words?
As my husband says, lighted.
Lighted.
But I don't like that.
do you have another word for the pieces of wood that you used to begin a fire with?
Kindling.
Is there, to your mind, do you make a distinction between lightwood and kindling?
No, I would say the same thing. I mean, interchangeable.
And how would, if you had a stove that burned coal and you wanted to, if the fire was dying down, how would you tell someone to take coal and
put some coal on the fire?
On the fire. And if it were a stove and they had to open a door, would you say it, put some coal?
I don't know.
In connection with the stove, you know, would you'd say, put some coal
on the fire.
Still say on the fire, even if it were going inside.
I guess you should say in, but we did have a coal stove when I was little.
All right. Well, and then what about on the back of the fireplace, if you have a fire, that the residue, the black that's left?
You could.
And what about the white that sifts down and
ashes
has to be carried out? And the color of that is usually the word that I said that I shouldn't have said.
Ashy?
Yes, what color are they usually?
Grayish.
All right, and sometimes maybe not
white.
Black.
Mm-hmm.
And this piece of furniture that you might pull up to the fire?
Chair.
And this piece of furniture that has two
sofa.
Or three people. Do you use another word?
There can be settees and davenports, but sofa is what I would say.
And from your childhood,
love
seat, a smaller one,
mm-hmm.
right? From your childhood, do you remember one word that one of these, would davenport have been an older word to you, or a settee?
No, settee, I think, would have been maybe older, but from almost the time I remember, we had a sofa.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, what about the various kinds of furniture that you can that have drawers in them and that you store mm-hmm. things in?
Chest of drawers and high boy, low boy.
And what are the differences in these now?
Well, chest of drawers, of course, is just a section with just drawers. And highboy is up on taller feet, and a lowboy is not as many drawers in it. It's just rather low.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, a highboy goes way on up.
And what about one with a mirror?
That was a chiffon robe and a dresser.
And would they have a space to hang things as well?
Chiffon robe did.
Would have a hanging section. I see. And all of these things that we've been talking about, you would call pieces of
furniture.
Any other word for that that you could think about if you were, if someone were going to move, have to move the, that the only word that you would use for that?
Furniture is all that I can think of.
What about another word for a bedroom? You have another word?